You make applesauce, guys. You make applesauce, and that's how you do that.
That's how you split the apples.
Yep,
I knew that.
Why don't you just cut them into how many people were there?
17. 16 apples and 17 people.
Why don't you just cut all the apples up into
then you have leftover apple. You can't have the same amount of apple.
Well, let's just multiply 16 by 17, and then we divide the numerator by the amount of people, and that's how many apples they'll get.
No. Because then they're not getting a full meal out of it. If you mush it up into
applesauce doesn't make more food come out of apples.
If you mush it into applesauce, then you have a specific amount that then you can, like, get a spoon and just, like, slop it down onto a plate or whatever.
Right, but that's still
sure, but it's not more
everyone,
of a meal.
And
yeah.
Everyone gets the equal amount.
I mean, now you're making it sound like if they can just slop it down, it sounds like maybe it'll be even more difficult to really...
Exactly. But that's the point of the riddle, to make you think. So,
is it?
Yeah, you're
I
right.
I guess so. I don't know.
Glad we had this talk.
Start.
Yeah, sure.
We should do some award stuff.
We got some best ofs this time. These are best of genre categories. This is day 5, everybody.
Is that right?
Yep, day 5 of 6. It's going to end tomorrow. But today, we got to focus on first. So, best puzzle / strategy game. We have XCOM, Fez, Mark the Ninja, Little Inferno, and I added SSX because...
Why the hell is SSX on this list?
Because I think we need to talk about SSX just a little bit.
So let's put it on a completely unrelated list.
Yeah, it is a puzzle game. You got to puzzle your way to a high score.
You're right. That's why...
That's You're the worst person I've ever met.
Call of Duty is a puzzle game. How am I going to get through these people? It's a puzzle.
It is a puzzle.
My
favorite puzzle game.
So Game of the Year is going
makes
to be the best
so,
puzzle
makes
game.
Makes me so goddamn angry. What? Fine, you want to talk about SSX? Go right ahead.
I just want to have a conversation about SSX for a minute.
Why?
I don't know. That game was kind of cool, and then not...
All right.
That's all I wanted to say.
Wonderful. Let's cut it.
I just wanted to acknowledge that game came out this year.
That's fair. Let's cut it from this list.
That's fair.
Everything's fair.
Nothing is permitted. I don't know.
Jeez, Ryan.
I think Fez and XCOM are on our list.
Uh-huh.
I think Little Inferno's probably going to be cut.
I do too.
As do I.
Oh, you think Mark and Ninja's better?
I don't understand.
Yeah, you know, I don't even have an issue with that because strictly from a puzzling perspective.
You
know. Yeah, Little Inferno isn't really that difficult of a puzzle game.
Yeah, it's not much of a game. I mean, it's sort of the point, but yeah. I don't have an issue. Yeah, it's okay. Don't worry about
All
it.
All right.
Don't worry about it, guys.
You want to cut?
Yeah, okay.
All right. Now, Evan, tell me why you think Fez should win.
Because it's, like, the best puzzle game ever made.
Okay.
Because it is one of the few games that is actually, like, new and fresh and does something different in the realm of video game puzzle games.
Okay. But why is it the best puzzle
game? And you decode a fucking language.
Okay.
Why is that cool, Evan? I don't get it. What's the big deal?
It's cool because Fez is a really remarkable game because it manages to mimic a sort of thing that you simply don't get in the age of the internet anymore. Like, it sort of recreates that, like, weird secret-finding feeling that a person would get during the NES or Super NES days, but it doesn't on a modern console. The Black Monolith thing is the best example of that, where Fez just beat the internet.
It recreates the sense of, like, actually writing down notes and maps and...
I my favorite moment from Fez was something that I didn't actually experience while playing Fez. It was when I was talking to Clint. I was playing another game, and Clint was playing Fez. And he was talking to me, and he goes, "Right, Ryan, wait. There's a. I'm looking at this background right now. There's a dog asleep on the ground and a fox jumping over it." And this is while Clint was, like, well on his way to madness while playing the game. So I was like, "Clint, I think you're just making something out of nothing. It doesn't mean anything. Just keep going. Don't worry about it." And he's sitting there. He's like, "Ryan, no, it means something.
It means everything."
And then it ends up meaning, like, pretty much everything in the second half of that game.
Right. Yeah, and that was, like, such a crazy cool puzzle experience where Clint went on Facebook and was like, there's, like, a fox jumping over a dog. What does that mean? And then I was like, oh, well, that's the sentence that has, yeah, like, every letter of the alphabet in it.
This is common stuff, Clint.
And then Evan immediately jumped on Fez and asked where that thing was. We then spent the next hour trying to understand what it was and then figuring out the alphabet itself.
Yeah, figuring out not only the alphabet, but the weird way that you have to read the alphabet. You have to go from top to bottom, left to right.
We decoded a foreign language and can now, almost, you know, hold a conversation on paper.
Language as it is, like, just a writing code.
A cryptic language. Yeah.
All I'm saying is that Clint has become proficient in another language.
Yeah. Rosetta Stone for Fez.
I mean, Clint even posted pictures on his Twitter of how his wall was just covered in
My wall was stuff. Covered in post-it note pages of notes.
I have a
it's only more like a dartboard.
Yeah, I have a drawer that's just nothing but my scrap paper that's all torn up when I was hastily scribbling down notes playing Fez. Like, it was just the way they bury stuff in that game, and it's just so ingenious.
I think the counting measurements when you walk into that one room with the blackboard.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then, like, the Tetris piece inputs when you find that one thing.
That was another point where I was like, "Ryan, this means something." And he's like, No, it doesn't. You're an idiot. And I was like, "No, it means it. I know it does."
Yeah. And, like, just the iconography and how everything that you think maybe might mean something in that game generally does.
And just how that game goes from, like, oh, this is a puzzle game in the way that you have this 2D platformer with a nice little twist in the first half of the game. And then on the second half, you get something that lets you just change your perspective completely, and it completely changes how that game is played.
Like, there's something really cool about the idea that someone could play through Fez once, just getting all the normal cubes and have a perfectly fun time with it and put it down and never think of it again. But, like, there's like a whole second game burrowed, like, in Fez. This weird. And then that riddle that my first name is this, my last name is that.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It was like, I bet I know what the answer to this is. I'm like, no, that can't. That's too. That's too crazy.
Metatron. It was a meta answer and the last name of Polytron.
Yeah, the riddle was like, my first name is what it is, and my last name is the
who I am,
second half of who made it or something like
who
that.
Who made me?
Who made me?
Yeah,
and just God damn it.
So I think the best part of all of my notes was when, and it totally makes sense when you think about it, or don't think about it, don't worry about it. I put
generally when sentences start with "it totally makes sense" if you think about it, it's a bad sign.
I put English alphabet, purple monolith, fox jumping over dog. I put down the sentence and then I said, "Phil Fish hate Japan." Clue. And that's how you read the Fez language is. Right to left instead of left to right.
I still think that's just coincidence. I don't think that he actually.
That is coincidence.
Nope,
let's not go crazy.
It's a
clue. He was not. That was not some sort of elaborate performance.
It was a clue.
That's not
when you were thinking of, when you were looking at that alphabet, do you go, wait, Philfish hates Japan and the Japanese language goes left to right?
Yeah, that was my logic behind it. Why would he base his language around how the Japanese
language? That was my logic behind it. I know.
Hey, you should really hear about this indoctrination theory.
Oh, tell me more.
I don't see how Fez could not win this category, because while XCOM is an immaculate and brilliant strategy game, that
whole thing about how you can't choose what class.
Let's not bring that back up.
I think it's totally viable for this.
Let's not bring that back up. While it is an extremely well designed game, I mean, it's still it's XCOM.
Yeah.
Like, there's no earlier version of Fez. Phil Fish had no game to look at to be like, I want to make a game like this. He just made his own game.
I agree with you, Fez wins, but I don't like the argument that just because it hasn't been done before that it is absolutely the best.
Did I say it was just because that, or did I say that that was a reason it should win?
But I don't like that. I don't like that reason.
Why?
I
feel like we've been handing out awards based on uniqueness for this whole time.
Because XCOM is brilliant. That's why.
Like I just said.
Burn.
I just don't like saying that, you know, hey, this is more original.
It's a puzzle game. It should be clever. And it is more original and more clever than any puzzle game released.
Like, I feel like I feel like what Evan was saying, it wasn't putting down XCOM as much as it's saying, like, Fez would not be as special as it is if there was another type of game like Fez before it.
Yeah, I'm not arguing that XCOM is, like, rote or boring or something because it's been done before. That's not – I was using that as a point to elevate Fez, because I think that one thing you should definitely look at when you're deciding on the best puzzle game is this a puzzle game that's been done before? And there is no puzzle game like Fez. And I doubt there will ever be another puzzle game like Fez.
I'm working on a puzzle game called Fez 2. Fezier.
I'm working on a puzzle
game. Fezes are cool.
I think, what about Zeph?
No. Matthew is no longer a part of my marketing strategy.
Right.
So I think we should move on.
So Fez wins best puzzle strategy game of 2012, runners-up XCOM and Mark of the Ninja, which we didn't talk about at all.
But just shouting out Mark of the Ninja. Mark of the Ninja is a fantastic stealth game you shall play, in my opinion.
That's good. I never got quite as into it as I feel like everybody else did.
No, I didn't either.
It's a good little game.
Okay.
Best FPS. This is first-person shooter for those of you out there that don't know what FPS stands for.
This isn't best frames per second, because then Call of Duty.
Resident Evil 6 would win, right?
Yes.
Far Cry 3 would be down the toilet.
Yeah.
We've got nominees Halo 4, Far Cry 3, Call of Duty Black Ops 2, Syndicate, The Darkness 2, and Borderlands 2. I'm going to go ahead and say that we should cut The Darkness 2 and Borderlands 2.
Wow, accent them.
I mean, I'd
ax Black Ops 2 before anything else.
I'd ax Syndicate, probably. Because I hear that.
We want to ax 4 of the 6.
I
think Black Ops 2 has a right to be on that because, I mean, say what you want about that series being repetitive, as an FPS, it still has some of the best.
Okay,
FPS
fine. It's mechanically sound, but that's.
I mean, half of FPSs aren't just their mechanics; they're also like their design.
Yeah,
and level design and
those Strike Force missions kind of suck.
Yeah,
that's a detriment. It's also just another military shooter.
I mean, you can say that about almost any of these games.
Halo 4 is just another Halo game.
Yeah, but there are no games like Halo other than Halo.
But we've had five Halo games.
Like 11 years.
So we've still had, like, 5 and 6 Call of Duty.
Yeah, we've also like, had so many Zelda games over that many years.
All I'm saying is that to say, hey, just because it's just another modern military shooter, Halo 4 is just another sci-fi space shooter with a space marine.
Yeah, and like, even though Call of Duty is just another modern military shooter, it is still one of the best modern military shooters.
But I don't feel like that argument is
And also, to say that Black Ops 2 doesn't have, like, good level design, like, the multiplayer maps, they're not necessarily memorable, and they follow a strict guideline, but they're still fun to play on, and I think that, like, the level design has reached a point to where it knows what works for Call of Duty and is the best at crafting that experience. So,
I mean, that's fine. I feel like we have three games on this list that are more deserving of those slots. And I
don't think that. What?
I'm saying I think
there are at least
Halo, games. Far Cry, and Borderlands are better.
I don't think that you can put Borderlands as an like being the best FPS game, because the shooting's not the best part of that game.
It's still good. Like, that game's a shooter.
Yeah, but
I cannot detect any sort of difference in the responsiveness or just like general fun feeling I get in shooting between Borderlands and Call of Duty. I can say for goddamn sure I'd have more fun shooting in Borderlands than Call of Duty at this point, too.
Yeah.
Like, just because Borderlands has a lot of other stuff going on doesn't mean it should be ruled out for the best FPS game. No.
Not that it has a lot of other stuff going on, but that part of the game, like...
Well, here's a good question. Shooting isn't the best part of Borderlands. What is?
I don't know, okay? That's why it's not on my top 10 list. So Borderlands 2, it refines everything that made Borderlands what it is, but the shooting isn't something like that is the part of the game that it doesn't feel, that's the only part of the game that doesn't have an identity. And Borderlands is all about identity.
Well, I mean, if we're gonna talk about games not having an identity,
yeah, Jesus Christ,
Call of Duty Black Ops 2 is known for its shooting. Borderlands 2, all it does is take that and then add RPG onto it to where
Borderlands 2 is more known for its guns, which is the identity, and that also plays into the FPS mechanic because you can't have a first-person shooter without guns.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if I'm going to get Borderlands 2, one thing, it's that, you know, it is entertaining in its presentation.
Yeah, like the variety of guns and the differences in using them, I'd argue, is more engaging in an FPS way than anything in...
All I'm saying is the actual act of shooting enemies is not the best part of the game.
Well, that's sure. What is the best part of the game then?
I don't know.
Can't say that and then say you don't know what the best part of the game is. You have to give me something that's better than that.
Because
I don't think the RPG stuff, sort of the weird like half-assed MMO quest structure where it's like, go to this place and collect these things or go to this place and kill these guys. I don't think that's the reason people like Borderlands. The art style is cool. I don't think that's the reason people
I'm not saying, like, we should, like, I'm wanting to have this talk because I don't know how to voice my opinion right now. But Borderlands 2, like, shooting things in Borderlands 2 is more like, what is that thing weak to? Let me hit the Y button and equip my fire weapon and shoot it a bunch.
But that's already a step more complex.
Yeah.
Like, that's already got more going on. Your gun at this guy and shoot him.
I guess all I'm saying is that... that, like, when I'm shooting somebody, it feels a lot more, I don't know the proper word, but I keep coming back to...
Less responsive?
Passive. Less responsive, I guess, works as well. It just feels like I'm dumping a whole bunch of bullets into a thing, and then sooner or later it will go down. What I'm saying is that it's a totally different argument. I think I'm having a totally different argument than the one that we need to have, which is best first person shooter. I'm thinking in terms of best shooter, like the actual.
Like, the mechanic of shooting is a point in this.
Right, like right. That's I think that's what I got hung up on here. But
it's not just.
No, I know that. But what I'm trying to say is that the act of actually shooting dudes in Borderlands 2 isn't as fun as in some of the other games on this list.
Yeah, and I can understand that, but I think you have to take the entire game into account.
No, I agree. It's something
because
that we need to bring up.
If we were just focusing on the mechanic, I would cut Far Cry 3, because, I mean, if we're just focusing on the mechanic, then I think that other games do the shooting better in Far Cry 3, but Far Cry 3 is a really great game because of the open world, and
immersion
the shooting is also a part of that.
I don't know.
But I don't feel like we should do that.
No, I'm saying that's
yeah,
what
I feel like this is more like this is probably just, more like what is the best in these genres, not
right. No. What I was saying was that like that is one aspect that like I got hung up on, and that's my bad. I got hung up on the shooting part of it. I was thinking RPG mechanic in a non-RPG game kind of way rather than the FPS as a whole. That's my bad. But I think it is something that needs to be considered, that Borderlands 2 as a shooter is not the best shooter, but as an FPS game can be one of the best. And if we're talking about that, then I want to cut Black Ops 2 and The Darkness 2.
Right. I think that's fair. I guess I just, I don't know, I played less Borderlands 2 than you. I feel like the shooting in that game is as engaging as the best first-person shooters. I don't really see where you're coming from with that.
Well, it's all subjective.
To lie in the reasons you're going to shoot things. Generally speaking, I find kind of...
It's not that the shooting is bad, it's just that the shooting gets boring.
I would say
it's true of like most shooters.
Yeah, I feel like Borderlands 2 has a remedy of that in that it keeps throwing these new guns at you that handle differently.
Yeah, I totally agree. But I was focusing on, and we can just move on from this because if you guys want to keep Borderlands on the list, we can keep it on the list. I was just talking about the actual physical act of pulling the left trigger and then the right trigger on a dude is not as fun as in something like Far Cry 3.
Right. Well, and it seems like we're in agreement that shouldn't be what.
No. Yes, we are in total agreement that is a point that I wanted to make.
All right.
So we're cutting Black Ops 2 and Darkness 2 then.
Yeah. I think that's
okay.
Fair.
Darkness 2 does some really cool stuff with how it uses the arms, the darkness arms.
Also, just the animations and the way the enemies generally react to like being shot or hit with the arms is really good in that game.
Except if you do I use the arms for the majority of the game, but you realize there are like five animations for
what
happens.
I meant more like the just like emergent dynamic stuff in terms of like I slash this guy from left to right and he gets cut apart.
I guess I never did that.
Right. But yeah, I don't think we should keep it on this list. I think there is a case to be made for Syndicate.
I haven't played Syndicate.
I really, really enjoy Syndicate, actually. I mean, not necessarily Halo 4, but it's a really fun game.
It
might even have just the flat out best shooting on any of these games, except maybe Halo. Just because it's the presentation is so good, like there's all these animations with how your character holds his gun, and the art style is a pretty cool looking cyberpunk thing. So it kind of evokes sort of the Matrix a little bit, and that works pretty well for it. And
gun animations are really good. Also, all of the hooks they put in with you being able to hack things remotely.
Yeah.
Really good. The different powers you have for, like, there's a group of guys up there, so I'm going to use my hacking power that allows me to get inside his head and make him pull the pin on his grenade. Is like really clever and really well implemented. All of that stuff, especially just the HUD, like, communicates it very well, and it's very easy to use most of the time.
So I think what's going to come down to is between Syndicate and Borderlands 2, is that right?
Yeah, that seems like... Also, the chain gun in that game is, like, the best chain gun.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah.
I'm also a fan
of the gun where you can lock onto things and back away and it'll shoot around the corner.
Yeah, a lot of cool guns in that game, too.
Yeah.
Borderlands has the most guns, so that should win.
That's true.
That's a good point. It depends what we're measuring here, because I think Syndicate on the whole has a lot of issues that Borderlands 2 probably doesn't, just in terms of, like, pacing and...
I think it needs to come down to, like, the overall package, how it's represented, like, what you think.
I personally like Syndicate more than Borderlands, because I finished Syndicate.
Well, Syndicate's also a short game, isn't it?
Yeah, it's 5 hours long, but I mean, I was never bored during it.
Right, but I mean, like, Borderlands prides itself on being a more RPG-like game than having a 4 to 5 hour campaign.
Sure, I wasn't trying to compare the.
No, I know. It's just that, like, one is short and the other is long, so.
I think there's a degree
to which the longness of Borderlands 2 becomes to its detriment.
Sure.
Like, at the point at which I'm just like, hey, it's not even so much the quest design itself, but just the way they present that information and the way the quest objectives always boil down to that MMO thing where it's like, go get these things, 0 of 7, or go kill these guys, 0 of 7. Like, that happens more in that game than I'm really comfortable with, especially considering it's not an MMO. It is, at best, a 4-player co-op
experience. It's a Diablo.
Right. But, I mean...
Diablo does kind of that similar thing. Diablo is like...
Yeah, I don't feel that much more passionately about Diablo either, though.
Right, right. I'm just saying that, like it's more Diablo than MMO... And Diablo has those same problems, but, I mean...
Right. I guess the loot hook never really caught me in Borderlands 2, either.
Loot hook kind of caught me. There was a lot of really cool loot in that game.
Yeah.
Like, I don't deny that it's cool, I guess that's more just a problem I have with loot-heavy games and sort of how they're designed. Yeah. Like, I'm not a big fan of playing games and making my way through them because I'm about to unlock a thing that will be slightly better than what I already have, and then the minute I get it, it's just like my sights are set on the next new, slightly better thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's this feedback loop that I find sort of weird and just, like, unpalatable. And that's especially true in Borderlands 2, where I was just so sort of aghast with a lot of the writing and the story. Like, when that was the only thing carrying me, it became unwieldy.
Problematic.
It's like, what am I really playing this game for at a certain point?
Game of the year talks.
Hey, that wasn't a bad idea, actually, because now I can talk with some authority about Borderlands 2.
Right.
Not complete authority, obviously.
There was a middle part of that game where I was completely down on Borderlands. Like, it made a good first impression for me, it made a terrible second impression, and it made a pretty good third impression. Like, there were about, what would you say,
waves.
Ryan, 6 hours where I was just kind of fed up with where Borderlands was going?
Yeah, I think... I think the biggest part where you're like, I don't really enjoy this is once you finish the wildlife, from a story standpoint at least, once you finish the wildlife reserve, mm-hmm. until you find Angel, I think there's...
Wait, Angel's really in this game? Yeah. I need to go
yeah.
play it.
So. Yeah, that Angel.
Let's go to work.
yeah, he just sits and broods for a little bit. Buffy.
That, this is where he was whenever he was in the underworld, and it tells the story of how he comes back. That's the Firefly feel they were going for. What he really meant to say was a Joss Whedon feel.
Yeah, I can't think of a worse hell than being trapped in Borderlands.
it seems pretty miserable, that's true.
There's a very definitive turn in the way Jack looks at you, Handsome Jack. And once he starts to become like just completely menacing, it gets really interesting again.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm fine with Borderlands going here. I'd be lying if I said I had more fun playing it.
Okay.
Like, I think Syndicate is just a really fun game, sort of flaws aside. And I think it's really well done in a lot of...
As somebody who hasn't played Syndicate yet, I would be all right with giving Syndicate the spot instead of Borderlands 2.
As someone who hasn't played Syndicate, I haven't formed an opinion about it, so I can't be all right with it one way or another.
I mean, if they feel strongly enough about it, though, it is a better game.
I would like to. I really like to give Syndicate some recognition.
Have you played Borderlands 2, though, Matthew?
No, he hasn't.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, then.
So,
I played Borderlands, and you said it's... I'm just saying that I have some idea of how Borderlands 2 functions.
Yeah, it would be hard to argue that Borderlands and Borderlands 2 don't function in pretty goddamn similar ways.
Yeah,
at the
but
end of the day.
But there are like very like there are a
not
lot,
to say there aren't improvements.
Yeah, I'm
there
not saying
are,
I have
there are
much
many
authority
many
here, but.
There are many many small improvements that kind of change overall how that okay now it's bugging me, Ryan.
What?
The cursor thing.
Oh, sorry.
There are many small improvements that change the overall feel of the game that I think is it makes the game better. It doesn't make it play fundamentally differently, but it makes you rethink how you play Borderlands.
And I'm just going to throw this out there. Rackman.
Rackman. Yeah, seriously. Yeah. Rackman, guys. Rackman.
I don't know what that means.
It's Batman, but in rack form.
Oh.
And you find an audio log.
That you get from him is like the Rackarang or something
the racker,
like that.
It's the Rackarang.
You throw the weapon, and then it comes back, and if it hits you, it explodes and hurts you.
And you find an audio log that tells about how he became
parents.
The Rackman.
Yeah,
I think it was from his butler or something like that. I don't know.
I guess it just sort of comes down to, like, in a very personal preference way, I always sort of prefer the more tightly focused first-person shooters to the longer ones, because I think that there's a degree to which a shooter runs out of tricks faster than most games.
Yeah.
And I felt like at the point I set down Borderlands 2, it wasn't that it had run out of tricks, but it had run out of some, and the ones that were there weren't really... pulling me in any direction. Like, I mean, Syndicate is never boring. Like, it is short, that is undeniable, but it's also the co-op's pretty fun in Syndicate.
Yeah, yeah.
But
sort
like
of Left 4 Dead thingy.
I think, and that's hard to justify because that's just really coming down to like I like this more than this.
Yeah. But I don't think that I can say anything else about Borderlands 2 because I haven't played Syndicate, so I don't know how that feels. If I played Syndicate, I might be on your side. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, I think Syndicate feels really good, but the stuff that is cool about Syndicate is in the presentation and in a lot of the extra things they added in, like the hacking and sort of the aesthetic.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really good, but I'm not too passionate about this one way or the other. So
I mean, if I had to vote, I would vote Borderlands.
Right, right, because that's the only game on this list, the only game between these two that I've played. But, I mean, for all of the flaws that are definitely present in Borderlands 2, there are many moments that I like. There are actually moments in that game that I like a lot more than the first Borderlands, and you guys know how much I played with the first Borderlands.
Yeah, yeah, I do.
I'm a goddamn crazy person. There are a lot of things that aren't as good as the first Borderlands, but the things that are better stay better. The things that are worse come in and out. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, since we are judging the whole game, there is still a lot of humor to be had in this game, minus the Tiny Tina and a lot of Handsome Jack.
And there's a lot of variety.
I feel like that almost cancels itself out at a point.
There's a lot of variety throughout the game, like a lot of different types of places that you go. You know, you start in a snowy tundra. You go to a desert for one point. You have some like grassy plains areas and a lot of industrial cities.
Do anything radically different? Like, is there variety in the way that game?
There are a couple of missions later on in the game that really turn, like, they do things that no mission in Borderlands I think has ever done. Like, Sanctuary? Not Sanctuary. The Handsome Jack City. What was it called? I forget the name of it. But in that, like, Handsome Jack has created this entire city in, like, his image. And so you go into this city and you start, like, with Claptrap, you start fundamentally taking down and dismantling everything that he has made. You start by, triggering these robot drones to attack these stone statues of, or these posters of Handsome Jack. You don't take them down yourself. You have to, like, basically lead the... You have to direct the laser guys to the posters to take them down. There's a mission in that game where you see this diorama of how Handsome Jack came into power and how he wants to shape the world of Pandora, and it's just like murals, like five different murals, and the entire quest is you standing there, like, pressing a button and listening to propaganda about why Handsome Jack is so awesome. And it was pretty funny. And then there's another mission in that same area where you go to this construction site and you blow up a bridge that floods a place. And then there was also another time where you take this giant hulking thing that you rewire and destroy more shit, like a giant crane and stuff like that. And it basically, like, I don't know of many other times. I think there might be like one other time in Borderlands 2 where it becomes a small little like horde battle. You know, there's a lot of variety. Yes, it fundamentally comes down to you going out killing so many things or going and pressing a button, but how you get there changes over the course of the game.
I mean,
going back to this conversation we've had before, Evan, I think your problem with the mission structure is just a problem that is within all RPG mission-type games.
Well, not quite. I mean, we don't need to get into this argument again, but the way Borderlands 2 handles its missions, I think, is really lackluster, and that's just by virtue of there being
so many of them,
and so many of them feeling so procedural.
Of course, we also did, like, through the 6 or so hours that you were playing, it was mainly side quests that we were doing.
That's true, but I mean, the main quests weren't. At a certain point, it just comes down to I so dislike all of the pieces of story in what I played of Borderlands 2 that the idea of like main quests or side quests was so sort of immaterial to me.
Well,
like,
but it's a fact that in the main quest they are going to do things to the mission structure to change the mission structure more than they are because in the side quest, because the main quest is going to be the through line that most people are going to complete. So that's the work that the developers are going to do the most work on.
Right, but so, it sounds like you've said it ultimately does just sort of come down to the same thing.
It ultimately comes down to, yeah, you're always shooting guys, but the way, like, the way that, like, what you're doing within that mission always changes. You know, it's a horde battle where you're protecting this one thing while it's destroying something and you're fighting off waves of enemies. It then moves throughout the level. Like, you traverse through the entire level with this one thing. There's another point where, like, you rob a train. That was kind of weird.
I guess my issue then is less about the, I suppose it's more just the sort of like changes it sounds like they make are without any sort of context that I'm interested in, kind of boring. I mean, this might just be more of a thing of, I don't know that I can commit to playing a first-person shooter RPG that lasts for 20 to 30 hours if I don't give a shit about anything that's happening in the world or with the characters.
Right.
Like that, I, you know.
But
in the same way, I couldn't play Fallout if I didn't care about any of the, like, writing and Fallout.
Mm-hmm.
I can't really play Borderlands if I don't care about the writing in Borderlands. Like it.
And then on the Syndicate side, like, I've played a whole bunch of 4 to 5 hour campaigns that is just like going through corridors and shooting guys. Like, no matter how fun that is, it sort of gets boring after a while. Like, all first person shooters get boring after a while because you are running down a corridor shooting a dude.
I agree, I mean, but I'm saying that Syndicate has
I think it pulls up like a good amount of tricks. And I'm not gonna sit here and tell you that I don't get bored during corridor shooters, but Syndicate was sort of a rare exception where that genuinely didn't happen.
I mean,
we'll play it again and see what happens. It's
I like, mean, like I,
it has
I've
a lot
played...
more style and it has a lot more going on to sort of keep that fatigue from setting in.
I've played, you know, a whole bunch of corridor shooters even this year, like, you know, Black Ops 2 and Darkness 2, stuff like that.
Right.
It's just Even those games, like Darkness 2, that changes up the formula of how a first-person shooter, like, there are twists on the formula, but it still gets boring.
Well, yeah, I mean, are you contesting that Borderlands 2
doesn't
get boring?
No, I'm not. I'm saying that all of these games get boring, and like, just because Borderlands gets boring and it's a 30-hour game doesn't mean that Syndicate is a 5-hour game and doesn't get boring as well.
Well, doesn't... I mean,
that is to a degree. If you're going to make a game that's really long, you should make it not boring.
Yeah, I mean, you shouldn't waste the player's time. And if a good amount of Borderlands 2 is
only,
more boring...
The only time that I felt like I was wasting... The only time that I felt like I was wasting time in Borderlands 2 was during that second act where I didn't feel like anything was going on
and
I wasn't doing
like
anything
exciting.
That's
8 to 10 hour slice, it sounds
that's
like.
That's not an 8 to 10 hour slice. That was like 6 or 7 hours of
okay,
a 30,
6 to 7
but it's
slices.
A 30-hour game, and the first half of the first act of that game was a lot of fun. The last half of that game, the last act of that game, was also
I mean,
a lot of fun.
Still, proportionally, like, that's 20% of the game.
Okay, but proportionally, 20% of Syndicate might be just as boring to me.
We're trying to, yeah. This is a difficult conversation to have because I am the only person here who has played both these games,
right?
And I'm saying that in my opinion, Syndicate does not get boring, and Borderlands 2 does. We can talk about this as much as we want about like the technicalities of which game getting boring is more indefensible, but I don't know that we're going to come to like a conclusion here, because three of you are talking about one thing at least that you don't really have that much knowledge about.
I agree.
True.
Certainly no firsthand knowledge. So if you guys want to give this to Borderlands 2 as a person who has played Borderlands 2 and understands that I am in the minority as far as Borderlands 2 goes. I am willing to give it to that. But I, you know, I just don't want this argument to continue because whenever. It feels weird.
It feels weird when
we're arguing about things that are so immaterial.
And it also feels weird because neither of these games is going to actually win the category.
Sure.
Well, sure.
And I think it's odd that, or not odd, but funny that while Evan says he's in the minority, I think Clint and I are also in at least some of the minority on how much we like Borderlands 2.
Right.
Like, there are a lot of people that like Borderlands 2 much more than we do.
Well, that game's still a lot of fun, so I think I think it needs to be recognized at some point.
Game of the year.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And Rick.
So are we, Matthew, are you down with cutting Syndicate?
You know, whatever.
You know, whatever. That's all the reason we need.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want to give Syndicate some props.
And you have.
Just, you know, official props.
All right.
Evan, where are we at? Because I don't know where we're at right now.
Well,
we just cut Syndicate.
Okay.
I mean, we got to do
Halo 4, Far Cry 3, and Borderlands 2. I think we can agree we should cut Borderlands 2.
Well, we're not cutting it anymore.
You know what I mean.
Right. We've already established that Borderlands 2 it does not have a chance at actually winning best first-person shooter.
So it's between Halo 4 and Far Cry 3.
Right.
And I'm going to go. Well,
you haven't played Far Cry 3.
Yeah, so I'm going to sit back for the most part.
I'm going to throw this out there and say that Halo 4 should win.
I agree.
All right, fine. I haven't played enough Halo 4 to actually like form an opinion on that. I think the multiplayer is a lot of fun, like what little I played of it. I really like burning stuff in Far Cry 3, though. So, hey, that...
And Far Cry 3 does have Skrillex.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what Syndicate has? Skrillex.
Well, that's not.
It is a better Skrillex song.
I like how Matthew says Skrillex. Skrillex.
Skrillex and Bob Marley. How about that? How does that sound? That sounds pretty good.
It sounds really bad.
It sounds great.
It sounds awful, actually.
So I think Halo 4 should win. But. Far Cry 3 is
Far
really
Cry
good.
3 is a close second. I mean, they're right next to each other on my top 10 list. I actually had to look to make sure Halo was above Far Cry 3.
Right. Halo's not even on my top 10 list, so what are we even talking about? All right.
What are we even talking about?
I like how we spent half an hour on Borderlands 2 and Syndicate.
Well,
all right, Halo 4.
Don't worry about it.
Disputes are disputes.
Evan, call it.
Evan.
Best FPS goes to Halo 4. Congratulations, 343 Industries. Runners-up are Far Cry 3 and Borderlands 2.
All right, so now we got best third-person shooter. We only have three on this list. Think about other ones if you want to add to it.
I'd like to cut
Spec Ops The Line for that.
We got Spec Ops The Line, Sleepy Dogs, and Max Payne 3.
There's got to be another third-person shooter.
Let's talk about those games while I try to find out.
Max Payne 3 is going to win.
Max Payne 3 is going to win.
If this is our list, it is going to win.
It's going to win
this category.
Yeah.
Binary Domain.
Red Faction Armageddon came out this year.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
You kind of liked Binary Domain, right?
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, we're going to put it on the list, and then we're going to cut it from the list.
Yes, yes.
The way the robots break apart in Binary Domain is really fun.
I think Binary Domain should win. It's got robots.
I'm trying to think. I don't think there's anything else.
Wait, Red Faction Armageddon came out.
Transformers: Dark of the Moon.
Oh shit! Transformers: Fall of Cybertron.
Well, we're just gonna.
But put it on there because that's actually a fun time.
Okay, but then it's just gonna get cut right again. Why do I have to type it out?
Yeah, but I think we can nominate it.
But why do I have to type it out?
Just, dude, I'll type it out. Like,
this list isn't going to be posted anywhere.
Well, I just want to say, okay, fine. Transformers Fall of Cybertron is a fun time. You might want to play and feel like those games.
I would like to cut Transformers Fall of Cybertron.
I agree with you.
Very well.
I'm just saying, I was surprised by how much fun I had with Fall of Cybertron. Mm-hmm. It's not too shabby.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Journey.
That's not a third-person shooter.
No, it is. You shoot your
voice.
Sound.
Voice at people.
Yeah.
Well, fine then. Do you want to add Hitman Absolution to this list?
No. All right. We already decided where Hitman Absolution is.
I know, but I'm just saying.
I do not want to add Hitman Absolution to this list. In fact, I would rather just call it for Max Payne. I would rather have Spec Ops over Sleeping
Dogs. You level up your face, dude.
You know what? That's fine, because Sleepy Dogs is more focused on third-person action, like combat, so...
Well, I mean, we already...
Sleepy Dogs isn't that great.
We've already talked about, like, how we're not... In these categories, we are looking at the whole package. We are not looking at just the third-person shooter mechanics.
No, but that also does have to hold a point.
Right, I mean,
if Sleepy Dogs, like, the majority of the game you're doing kung fu moves on dudes, then Hitman Absolution should be in a third-person shooter category. Like,
I guess
we shouldn't have that conversation again and just let Max Payne win.
But he does have a point, right?
And then we would cut Sleepy Dogs, put Hitman Absolution on the three, because it's not going to win Action Adventure. I think we can both agree on that.
I think we can all agree on that.
We can all agree on that.
I don't think it's gonna. Yeah, probably not.
And there's more
really
shooting.
Sleeping Dogs should be action.
There's more shooting in Hitman Absolution than there is in Sleeping Dogs.
Well, depending technically, but sure, we can make that switch.
I don't want to make the switch. I don't want to flip them. What I want to do is say Hitman Absolution is one of the three best third person shooters. Sleepy Dogs is cut.
Okay,
well, but I mean we already. This whole thing is that Sleeping Dogs isn't like
really much of a third person shooter.
I'm saying is that we're not going to put it back on. I just want to clarify that we're not putting it back on Action Adventure.
But I mean, isn't that what this is about? Because Sleeping Dogs isn't a third person shooter.
No,
and Hitman
because
is more of a third person shooter.
No, because Sleepy Dogs is nominated as a third person shooter. Hitman Absolution is the same amount of a third-person shooter, if not more of a third-person shooter, so it also needs to be nominated in that category.
Okay, that's fine. Let's just move on.
The winner's Max Payne 3, and the runners-up are Hitman Absolution and Spec Ops: The Line.
All right.
Best action-adventure game. This one is going to be real cool. All right.
Is it?
Here we go.
That's one way of saying that.
Here we go. Best action adventure game: Dishonored, Darksiders 2, Assassin's Creed 3, Hotline Miami, Journey, Dust and Elysian Tale, Retro City Rampage, The Walking Dead, Asura's Wrath.
Let's cut Retro City Rampage.
And Dust.
And sure. Dust. I've made my peace with Dust.
And Assassin's Creed 3.
And Assassin's Creed 3.
I've made my
and Darksiders
peace with you
2.
All being wrong about Dust. That's.
And Darksiders 2.
I'm okay with that. Okay.
And Asura's Wrath.
Wow.
And Hotline Miami.
So just to recap, we have cut Darksiders 2, Assassin's Creed 3, Dust, Retro City Rampage, and Asura's Wrath, which means we have four games, which are Dishonored, Hotline Miami, Journey, and The Walking Dead.
Journey over Hotline Miami.
I want to cut Hotline Miami.
You know, I don't really want to get into this.
We've had the same exact conversation before.
I'm tempted to just let this one go.
I think Journey is a better adventure than Hotline Miami.
I think Hotline Miami is better action than Journey.
Yeah.
But I think Journey is stretching the limits of what action-adventure really even means.
I think The Walking Dead is stretching what action-adventure really means.
I mean, I read this as action-adventure or just adventure. Like, or just action. Like, it's not just action-adventure. It can be just adventure or just action.
Yeah. That's why the slash is there. So, I mean, The Walking Dead easily qualifies because it's an adventure game.
Okay, yeah, well, Journey is an adventure game.
Well, not
all I'm saying is that I
Journey, you literally take an adventure.
I love where Journey
do that
goes.
In every goddamn video game. Hotline Miami is an adventure all its own.
I love where Journey goes. We already know that I don't love where Hotline Miami goes.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, I can't.
But we all like Journey. We all like Journey.
Yeah, we all like all these games.
No. Ryan hasn't played Hotline Miami. I don't really like Hotline Miami nearly as much as you guys do, but we all like Journey.
Oh.
And if this is a collaborative thing, okay. Well, we all like Journey.
Just hold on.
I think Clint's logic is kind of sound there.
No, it's not
sound.
Have you not been listening to the rest of these deliberations? Do you not remember when I let Guild Wars 2 win the goddamn best sequel?
Hey, you know what?
Like,
it
what
is
does that
the
even mean?
It means a lot if you think about
it. It doesn't mean anything. You're rewriting what this process is. We're here to talk about games, and sometimes there is a disagreement and we try to argue about them. I'm not saying we're necessarily going to have to argue about this for very long.
I don't want
to. But the idea
argue
that
about
because we all, some of us like Journey and like, but you
no,
know, all
all,
I
what
am,
I'm,
just
no. What I'm saying is these are the error not found game of the year categories, and so
I know what you're saying, and it's just not what we've been doing up to this point. Like, Guild Wars 2 is not my best sequel. It's not even close. I don't even like Guild Wars 2 that much.
Well, you're an idiot.
Well, let's go back and rediscuss best
like
sequel.
Hotline Miami, but here we are, aren't we?
I don't want to talk about Hotline Miami anymore.
I'm not saying I do either. I'm just
you're gonna have to talk about
with
it more.
This crazy new thing you're like trying
no, you
to
know what,
force
you know what?
Them.
We can talk about Hotline Miami whenever we put it as number 10 on the game of the year list. How about that? Can we just
look,
where it's gonna
just hold on. This isn't a conversation about Hotline Miami, right?
It
now.
Is a conversation about
this is a conversation about this idea
God
that because we all
it.
Collectively like one thing and some of us
don't
like it. Don't
we
want to
celebrate the thing that we all collectively like, though?
No, that's not. Then why did Guild Wars 2 win Best Sequel?
Why did you let it win Best Sequel?
Because I was under – because that's not what this is. There are plenty of things that have been winning that one of us doesn't agree with.
But there's never been one thing that all of us like so far.
Yes, there is.
Where? Where the
Max
fuck
Payne
where?
Max Payne 3, we all like.
You don't like it?
I like Max Payne 3. Whoa, hold on.
Okay,
there.
Well, then that's why we didn't have a fucking argument about why Max Payne 3 won Best Third Person Shooter.
Yeah, like at the point you at
what
point
would
you
just said that this hasn't happened before. This has happened before.
Okay, then I take back that it hasn't happened before, but when it did happen, we didn't have to argue about it like we are now. We all Journey. I don't know what we're doing anymore.
Because
I don't
at
want
the point you say that, we don't even need to have this podcast.
I don't
at the point
want
you say we
just
that,
send
it. We just take
I don't.
Them, like,
I don't
last.
Want Hotline Miami on this list. There, that's my
that's,
statement.
That's fine. That's a defensible position. I'm just saying. That the
I don't
want to
defend it
podcast,
though. I'm tired of defending myself against Hotline Miami.
Yeah.
This isn't about Hotline Miami.
Oh, God. I know it's not anymore. I know it's not anymore. What I'm trying to do is stop the conversation that we're having now and start having the conversation about why Journey is better than Hotline Miami for this category, which is Journey's just better.
Okay.
Oh, you win. Yeah,
well,
you're right.
I want everybody to be clear on the fact that we're having this discussion and Journey is not winning because of the reason you originally said.
That's fine. That's totally fine. I agree with you. I was wrong. I'm sorry, Evan.
Hey, man, you get fucking pissed at me for drawing bullshit.
No, I'm apologizing to you.
Okay. I'm not going to win this argument, so you guys should just cut Hotline Miami. I have said as much as there is to say about Hotline Miami, but it is better than Journey.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I agree with him.
The Walking Dead wins Best Action Adventure Game.
Yep.
I don't have a problem with that. In fact, it is the one I would choose here. Well, it's not the one I would choose, but of this three.
If Hotline Miami was in this, would you choose that over Walking Dead?
Yes.
Huh.
Same here.
Higher on my list than Walking Dead and
personal.
Walking Dead wins Best Action Adventure. Runners up, Journey and Dishonored.
Hey guys, we only have two more.
All right.
That's good.
We thought this one was going to be really long.
It's been an hour.
Yeah, but it's not nearly as long as the two.
Well, yeah, that's because we didn't have the fucking hour and a half long conversation that alternate reality us would have had about Hotline Miami versus Journey.
Yeah, the fact that we're getting to the point where all the arguments we would have had, we had before, we're kind of just...
The longest one was the second one. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
All right, well...
I'm saying that we dodged a perilously long argument. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. By Matthew and I agreeing to just drop Hotline Miami, that's saved us a lot of time.
Because, you know, you were wrong, and it's okay.
No, we weren't wrong.
Best RPGs.
No, don't you dare, Ryan. Don't you even dare try to take... Fuck you. Best RPG, Mass Effect 3, Guild Wars 2, Kingdoms of Amalur: Reckoning, Final Fantasy 13-2, and Intel Discovered.
We got some shit games on here.
I want to cut Final Fantasy 13-2 and Kingdoms of Amalur.
Wait, whoa.
Whoa.
I agree.
Okay, but let's save Intel Discovered.
I agree.
The thing is, I can't really disagree strongly enough.
Intel Discovered isn't enough. It doesn't even work as a joke because it's not an RPG. It's like not even.
Then what is it? What is Intel Discovered?
Action adventure.
Rhythm game.
Okay, then
I would like to kick Journey off the list for Intel Discovered.
Me too.
I think Hotline Miami is the best RPG. Best anti-RPG.
I think we can all agree that Final Fantasy 13-2 gets cut, which Intel Discovered gets
whoa,
cut.
Whoa.
And so that is our three.
Man, did you know that game's so daring it ends with a to be continued?
So does Intel Discovered.
Yeah.
So it should
and
be.
And they're both cut.
Yeah.
Man, I don't. Kingdoms of Amalur is such fucking.
I know.
It's so goddamn boring.
Okay, but.
Well, it's Gravity Rush.
It's not an RPG.
Okay.
It doesn't matter because they're like that just becomes, hey, there are some sucky games out this year for RPGs.
Yeah, I know.
The best one of the list, you know?
I understand.
We can't make games.
I'm still not happy about it.
We can't make games.
We probably could if we like worked at it
for a while.
I think we all know what's going to win.
Guild Wars 2.
Yeah.
Mass Effect 3.
We do. Unless, of course, you have the gall to start mounting your Guild Wars 2 defense for best RPG after what just happened in Action Adventure.
So, Guild Wars 2.
Well, we all kind of like Guild Wars 2.
Yeah, we all do.
And I don't like Mass Effect 3 because of its ending, so
That's true.
Well, I think you're just an idiot is what that's.
Well, none of that was actually true.
That's also true.
Oh, that was
let's see. I don't have a problem with Mass Effect 3 winning because, I mean, it is one of the best games of the year. So,
what do you mean you don't have a problem with it? Would you want Guild Wars to win?
No. No, not at all. Like,
did they say, yeah, I guess I can go with this?
No, I that's not what I said. What I'm saying is I don't have any difficulty saying Mass Effect 3 is the best RPG of the year. I don't think that Guild Wars 2 is the best RPG of the year. What I'm saying is that I really like that it's on this list, and I just want to talk about Guild Wars 2 some more.
Must we?
No.
I feel like we talked about Guild Wars 2 a lot.
We didn't, really.
I think we talked about it enough.
I mean, what more is there to say? It's an MMO that has cool things that are better than previous MMOs.
It's got ghosts, and you can play as multiple races, and...
Oh, jeez. Multiple races
like
in an MMO.
Man, Skyrim.
Revolutionary.
And you can, like, get a thing. You can get medals and stuff.
Wow,
what's up, Zelda?
You can. I know this might seem shocking, but you can actually form guilds, and you can take those guilds into wars.
Everything you are saying is making me want to not give that game the best sequel retroactively. best RPG goes to Mass Effect 3. Goes, what the fuck was that?
He just shuffled some cards again.
That wasn't me, that was fucking Matthew.
Mass Effect 3 has a lot of good... It is the best RPG because of how good it is.
Yeah, it's so
and
good.
And the runners up are Guild Wars 2.
Well, really, it's more of an action adventure game with some good, RPG elements.
Which is a, which is a good game, Guild Wars 2, Kingdoms of Amalur, which I barely even registers in my head as a video game, honestly.
That's totally fine.
Yeah. Next up.
Next up, we got Beth Rhythm Game.
Well, wait, isn't The Secret World technically an RPG?
Yeah.
Want to put that over?
No. Best Rhythm Game.
Oh, hold on.
We've already done all the things.
I think The Secret World is better than Kingdoms of Amalur.
Oh, God, we're going to do that, aren't we?
Well, I think it's fair, because nobody really likes Kingdom of Amalur that much.
I mean,
I haven't even fucking played the damn thing. Fine, just go ahead. Ryan, stop that and change Kingdoms of Amalur to
The Secret World actually has, like, some legitimately really interesting stuff in it with, like, its weird investigation quests where you have to go to the browser in the game and, like, puzzle stuff out.
Guild Wars 2 does that.
No, it doesn't.
I know it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
We didn't even cut Guild Wars 2.
Best rhythm
Guild Wars
game.
2 is still
I know. I was making a fucking joke.
I know.
Quill was just sad it didn't win.
I'm not sad that it didn't win because I think Mass Effect 3 is goddamn better.
I heard you were leaving the site to form your own Guild Wars 2 fan blog.
Yeah, that's true.
How's that going?
Are you going to give a review of the lore of Guild Wars?
Well, Winter's Day is coming up. So if you sign in to Guild Wars 2... you'll see candy canes and a bunch of holiday decorations. They got holiday games going on.
In big letters at the top of your site, it's going to say Guild Wars 2, named best sequel of 2012 by aeronautfound.org.
Best rhythm game, we got Rock Band Blitz, Dance Central 3, and Dyad.
Also, for the record, whoever wrote that down, I forget, it might have been me, spelled rhythm correctly. So good job.
That was me.
That was you?
I know how to spell rhythm.
Okay.
Oh boy.
It's just a thing a lot of people don't spell correctly.
Do you want to add Theater Rhythm? Final Fantasy Theater Rhythm?
Yes.
I don't know how to spell Theater Rhythm.
It's like
T-H-E-A-T-R-H-Y-T-H-M.
You keep saying that and you
It's actually
see...
called Theater Rhythm Final Fantasy.
I like how we're already establishing that has won.
No, that's not how it's spelled.
I know. I don't care how it's spelled.
I know how to spell it.
Doesn't matter. No one's going to actually see this list.
Guys,
I'm really good at spelling. Okay, I'm really good at spelling, like, real words and not made-up fucking Square Enix words, you asshole.
Jesus. That got really, I'm just going to...
Oh, you know, technically Kingdom Hearts a Dream Drop is an RPG.
Fuck you.
We already have our RPGs. Okay?
Best rhythm I would not nominate that as an RPG.
Okay. I'm just saying it is an RPG, and it's worthy of it more than Until Discovered.
Paper Mario Sticker Star.
Best rhythm game, Rock Band Blitz, Dance Central 3, Dyad, Theater Rhythm. What do you want to cut, Evan? You're the only one that's played Dyad and Theater Rhythm.
I'd cut... Rock Band Blitz.
I wouldn't.
Because I think that game's barely even a game.
You're just butt sore that I beat you at Call Me Maybe. That's all you are.
I think Evan's just mad about the whole DLC thing.
I mean, I'm not.
You're
mad
saying it's on the disc.
Wrong.
I think it's a really awesome rhythm game.
You're just angry it's on the disc, Evan.
That's...
And you eat... I don't want to get into that.
Wait, what? Hold on.
You were saying that Dyad is, I guess, a rhythm game, but not... I mean, there's rhythm elements to it, but you're, like, shooting dudes and stuff like
well,
that.
Well, we nominated it. So if you want to argue that Dyad isn't worthy of being nominated in rhythm, then that's fine.
I can't argue that because I haven't played the game. I can only go with what I've heard you say about it because you're literally the only person I've ever heard say something about it. So, I mean...
Timothy Turry.
Well, maybe you should open your fucking ears to the chorus, man. Dyad's really good.
I think that Rock Band Blitz and Dance Central 3 need to stay on this list, though. There are 25 songs Blitz. Included with Rock Band Blitz, and then, of course, there is the store that is kind of egregious, you know, just like a DLC funnel system. But
it's not even just that, but like
the game itself is so much fun.
Well, once again, viewing the complete packages, right? And the complete package of Rock Band Blitz is sorely lacking.
I'm not saying that it needs to win. I'm saying that it needs to be on the list.
And I'm saying that I don't think it needs to be on the list.
I
am okay with disqualifying Dyad. If that's fine. I wish Dyad could be nominated for something, and I don't know. But I don't know where it would fit, because it's such a weird game.
We should have had, like, best title we can't quite qualify the genre for.
The Walking Dead.
Yeah, we should have.
Oh, well.
Guild Wars 2 wins.
Just cut Dyad.
Okay.
I haven't played Dance Central. It sounds like Dance Central is really good. I think Theater Rhythm Final Fantasy is, like, the best Final Fantasy game in a very long time.
That's sad.
I feel like that's not saying much, though.
It doesn't say much, but it is a rhythm game that is based very well around like the 3DS's functionality and like the weird hooks they have in that game. You level up and you get to sort of choose your party based on the different protagonists of the games. Like, it's fan service executed extremely well, and there's a ton of stuff in it. Like, even beyond, they've got their sort of Dark Notes setup, which just sort of strings together three songs, and there's a lot of tracks in that mode that aren't even like advertised as being in that game. Sort of like these movements that are extremely challenging, and just presentationally speaking, it's really good. And the way they split between like here's an event song, so you're going to have some Final Fantasy stuff playing in the background, like actual game footage, and then there's battle songs where every tap you make is like a hit against a boss you're fighting.
So
like
I have one question though.
Yeah.
Can you play Ice Ice Baby in that game?
No.
All right then.
I don't really care about best rhythm enough to sit here and argue forever about why Theater Rhythm Final Fantasy should win, but I haven't played Dance Central 3, but
it's the best Dance Central game.
I think Dance Central 3, there should be something said about how well a rhythm game like that introduces and
a really dumb story element.
A dumb, but it works because they realize how dumb it is.
And they had those new modes like pose and
The party mode really is really good.
Yeah, the fact that you high five your competitor in order to start the game is really cool. I know that's not like an actual like, but it's still really cool that it's like, hey, we're having fun here, so let's high five before we battle it out.
Yeah.
I don't know that game. I think rhythm game, or at least that Dance Central, is one of those games that that you throw on at a party, and anyone can just play it. There's no
the Nintendo Land thing.
I'm so
no. It's just there's no learning curve to Dance Central. You see a move and you try to mimic it.
Yeah,
but like, is that a
Yes.
Is that a good or a bad thing?
That's a good thing. It opens up like I can yes, this Ryan will tie back into the Nintendo Land argument. I can take it. I can take it to my parents' house and my. Actually, here's the thing. On Christmas Eve, my mom wants me to set up Dance Central 3 so that my entire family can get drunk and dance at Dance Central 3. That's what
your
she wants to.
My entire family.
My entire Jesus family.
Christ, you're giving drinks.
That's
to like
hundreds.
Fields?
I don't. There's no one in my family that's under the age of 21 now.
Rub it in. Why don't you?
I don't think that's something to rub in. I think that's.
I mean, I'm just bitter because I'm the only one in my family that's under 21.
Oh.
That's
plus
fine.
My little cousins aren't going to be there. But I mean, like, that is a game. My mom has never played Dance Central 3, but she knows about it and she wants to play it because it is something so inherently simple that anyone can do it, but challenging that that not many people can master it. But it's always fun.
That's fine. We should just give it to Dance Central because I don't. That argument especially is one that is entirely unconvincing to me generally, but I think Dance Central should win still. So.
Well, I think that you're entirely unconvincing to me always, so I don't think that you should win Best Editor.
Are we going to do a Best Editor category?
Best Editor for Aaron Upfront.
I would like to cut Matthew.
Yeah, I'm willing to sacrifice that.
I guess so. So the top
three. I mean, I guess it's not really going to get pushed through. So
the top three editors of Aaron Upfront.
I mean, collectively, I think we all like each other except for Matthew.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
I don't like myself. Yeah.
I think we all win.
Except for Matthew.
Let's emphasize that some more.
Yeah.
Really not except for Matthew. This is like the Kingdoms of Amalur of the Best Editor list.
We're gonna bring in somebody else just so that you don't get nominated.
He looks and sounds like very similar to me.
We're gonna bring Ben Texter Ben back.
Okay.
Paul McNamara.
In summary, right. Best puzzle strategy game goes to Fez, as it should. Runners-up XCOM and Mark of the Ninja. Best FPS goes to Halo 4, runners-up Far Cry 3 and Borderlands 2. Best third-person shooter goes to Max Payne 3, runners-up Hitman Absolution and Spec Ops The Line. Best action-adventure goes to The Walking Dead, runners-up Dishonored and Journey. Best RPG goes to Mass Effect 3, runners-up Guild Wars 2 and The Secret World. Best rhythm goes to Dance Central 3, runners-up Theater Rhythm Final Fantasy and Rock Band Blitz.
Next time, we're going to have the final Game of the Year deliberations.
And TV show and movie of the year.
I was about to say that.
I didn't trust you. I'm sure you can understand because of how just sort of generally forgetful and awful you are.
Yeah, I understand. You don't have trust in your heart, and you know, you're just an all-around
terrible just not
human
for
being,
untrustworthy
so.
People.
We're going to do TV show of the year, movie of the year, and game of the year. Just know that really anything is still able to win game of the year.
We should really, before we record next time, we should go over the list of games released and just anything anybody played and liked should be on our short list. And then we should just whittle it down from there.
All right, okay. We can do that. So there
like
will
literally
be,
anything.
There
no
will be
mind
like,
paid to it, just robotically.
That's good. I actually have a list of that.
There will be like 25, 30 games on this list, maybe more. So we're going to cut it down. It's going to be long. Hotline Miami's not going to win. And that's about it.
All right.
God damn it, Ryan.
Nice one, Evan.
That wasn't me.
It was him first. I just corrected the spelling error.
For the listeners at home, it's Ryan typed in the masturbator in place of the master, and Evan spelled it correctly.
Yeah, I put U instead of the E.
Yes.
How should we leave? What's the cliffhanger this time?
Best comment of the year.
The cliffhanger is so these giant eagles pick us up, right? And they take us to this cliff.
Is this a Hobbit joke?
And then they just leave us there.
Not a fan of the Hobbit joke.
And then they just leave us there.
But we need
not a fan of the Hobbit ending.
We need a thing.
Not a okay, fan of a Hobbit.
What if we were to do like a sentence, in the sentence.
Okay, what should the sentence be?
So
I was walking to the bar one day when suddenly.
So, what?
Long live the new flesh. That's a Videodrome reference. Anyone?
No.
Sorry.
No. Videodrome's a good movie.
Sandwiches. I don't really have a cliffhanger, really. I don't know.
So what? We'll just end with a whimper instead of a bang? Jeez.
Yeah. We already
just like
used
my sex life.
We've already used the wait for it one.
Wait, one of us should ask a question and then we end before the question is answered.
All right, what question?
Somebody give me a question and I'll answer it.
Damn it.
Give me specifically a question so that I can answer it whenever we start the next one.
Hey, Quint, yeah. Why are you so just repulsively dumb?